Hey, welcome to the Protectors Podcast. I'm glad we have a very special guest on today, one that brought my story to light and one that is a very big proponent of our law enforcement and our military, Brian Kilmeade. How you doing, Brian?
Jason, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is great. You have a new book out. I wanted to get a chat about that and talk about kind of your background and really supporting and helping our military. So the new book is Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers. How did you get into this world of historical writing?
Well, I mean, it's a couple of things. I'm just into reading. I mean, if you ask me to read a book, I never read fiction. I just choose not to. And I just think there's so much to learn. And I'm always fascinated with biographies and American history specific. So if I don't have to read something for work, if I'm in the middle of another book, it's always history. And I just thought the one thing that was a big mystery to me was this whole spy ring with Washington. And I looked at it for 20 years. Since they wrote it up in my local newspaper and said it's been 20 years since Washington came down this road, which was 15 miles from my house, to thank his spies. And I go, what the hell is that? He had spies? And then I realized they're right by my house. And I was able to go and see where they walked, see what they did, and see what they accomplished. And the more I found out, the more I realized I didn't know, and they're still yet to be discovered. And then I got urged to do a book because I thought it would be a great movie. They go, even if it sells one copy, just do the book. And it sold, George Washington's Secret Six. And it sold, like, as of now, even before the mini paperback, over 1 million copies. And now you have Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates. You can relate to the War on Terror today. If you back what Jefferson did, he took on Islamic extremism back in 1805. He wanted to do it in 1796. And he finally does it. And what his reminiscences were are really something we can learn from today, and to see some of those great men who lived back then got no fame and acclaim. I'm able to bring their names forward. And then to Andrew Jackson, I was fascinated with the War of 1812. And then the next one, logically, every time you read about Jackson, you hear how he mentored Sam Houston. So I said, let me see what the Houston thing brings up, and to see that he was able to marshal together a group of people that never even, you know, shot at a man before, let alone was a military force, to take on a standing army. And after the devastation of the Alamo and Goliad, we would rally that army. Instead of being intimidated, they doubled and tripled down and win a decisive battle months later that would actually deliver Texas. I go, this is fought by Americans. It affected America. It allowed us to move south and west. So I go, I got to tell this story. And that's really what I've been doing.
Yeah. And you know what? It's great. I started reading the Sam Houston book in preparation for this, and I really like it. Now I got to go back and hit up the George Washington book because I am absolutely amazed by Washington. And, you know, one thing is living in D.C., I had the chance to, like, you know, check out all the sites and go to the everything to do with Washington. He's like my favorite president. So I'm very excited for that.
Well, you got Mount Vernon there, and they do have more every year. They add a little bit more to the spy element of it. So I did, for Fox Nation, I'm doing What Made America Great. And I've got now, by January, it'd be 21 features in a year, 30-minute documentary, sometimes 45. And I did Mount Vernon, and that's a pretty amazing place. But they do have, like, a tribute to the spies there. They're beginning to realize over the last 20 years what's going on, or what did go on.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of spy lore, too. I have, you know, just a huge network around here that just – that's kind of our thing, our nonfiction world, is looking into it. And, you know, while we're here, look at the secret little annotations here and there that happen about, you know, throughout D.C. It's really cool.
I agree.
One thing I wanted to bring up is, like, you know, probably about a year and a half ago, you and I met, you know, and you were very supportive of my story. And it just amazed me that, you know, I emailed you. It was July 4th. You're like, hey, you know what? Hit me up tomorrow. I'm on break right now, and I actually called you, I talked to you, and you helped me bring my story to light. You know, you didn't know me out of the blue, and you helped me out. And, you know, that's one thing I do have to give you a big appreciation and a big kudos.
Well, we like people that actually do it for a living rather than having experts or politicians go there, visit one time, and say what's going wrong at the border. How about people that actually were whistleblowers and said this is a problem, at the border. No one listened to you. Now the people are finally addressing it as an administration, and they're being told that they're crazy and that they're making it up or they're anti-Hispanic. And you're going, excuse me, this is a mess. And here's what's going on, and here's how to fix it. So I thought you still have a valuable voice to tell people the reality.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. You know, let's throughout the past, you know, anytime I've been on Fox or any other news, I always have to commend you for getting me my stance into the spotlight, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm not the only one of you you've helped out in the past. You know, you've documented from the front lines. If I remember, you went to Kuwait during the initial push, didn't you?
Five days before the invasion. And I spent 10 days there, and I got to see all Camp New York, Camp Pennsylvania, Camp Washington, and we had a chance to see everyone prepare. You know, a lot of the guys that I was there watching go through training with, and, you know, they didn't survive it. So the invasion was phenomenal. The occupation wasn't, and a lot of people lost their lives because of it. So to see the adjustment on the fly and see the surge happen is typical American story. We make some mistakes, we own up to it, and we find a way. And the surge was an example of that. And then followed up by pulling our troops out prematurely is an example of that. And then having to go back again is an example of that. So hopefully we'll begin to get things right, but eventually we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how does that change your perspective on the military?
Well, selflessness. I see people in the middle of the desert. There literally is no sand dunes. They walk or they have GPS bring them through roads that don't exist. So you're literally heading in a direction with no roads. And they're hanging out. You guys are hanging out in camps and nondescript camps in the middle. You might as well be on another planet, the moon. And you're making intramural games for your free time. Everyone is finding out different ways to train another time. They have to communicate with home another time. And just like the caring everybody has for each other and the sense of mission, especially among the officers. I'm like, a lot of guys, college graduates, decide to sign up after 9/11 with their National Guard, end up in battle, and they just can't wait. And they don't do it for money. You don't do it for the fame. The people are probably going to only know the colonels and generals. But just the sense of selflessness and patriotism really struck me.
Yeah, and, you know, I've seen a lot of that since, you know, I was a 90s enlisted guy, and then I was an officer later on. But I've seen so much recruits and so many people join post 9/11 that is just, you know, you're going to war. And, you know, having their stories told is one thing I absolutely, you know, I enjoy about Fox and Friends and everything you do, the radio show, too.
See, I laughed. We watch, you know, on a regular basis, our producers are all for it, our company's for it, but we do so much. If the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force birthday, we celebrate. When it's Wounded Warriors or Spartan Race or whatever, we try to do a production. Whether it's individuals who have an individual story, like the Patriot Awards, we make sure it's all based around the military. And Lieutenant Colonel Vindman comes out, and he just uses he comes out, and he's wounded in battle. I have great respect for that. And the fact is that you may question some of his story, especially after it seems like he knows who the whistleblower is and is not being candid. Now you're anti-military. I go, really? The same people that were destroying Michael Flynn and still do today because they don't find him credible, even though as a director of the DIA, if you read his book, you talk to others that work with him, he's had everything to do with killing Zarqawi and authoring the surge. They have no problem criticizing the lieutenant general. But if you criticize Lieutenant Colonel and say, hey, congratulations on the war, I appreciate you fighting, here you're a great officer, but man, I'm not buying this whole whistleblower thing, now you're anti-military, which is almost laughable.
Yeah, and there's just the whole culture right now is like, you know, you're not supposed to question anything, but I don't get it, not at all.
Right.
Ryan, I know you're a busy man. What do you have coming up next as far as the book? Are you going to be out on the road some more?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Vero Beach on this Saturday, and then I'm going to go back to North Carolina, go to Virginia, two or three stops, and then we're planning a trip out to the West Coast and over back to Texas, so back to Houston to finish up the tour. The book is number two, and what I find is that people that care about the news and politics also have a proclivity for history. And if we could tell American history bite by bite, I think people will understand that we are an exceptional nation, that it's not just you're voting for the home team because you like it here. It's because there's no place like here. With our unique history, our country should have been destroyed 3 or 4 times.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
All we do is got bigger and better.
Now, in our military, our history is just so in-depth. And, you know, you don't want to glaze over it. I like these books because, you know, I just started reading this one. But getting down into the details, getting down into the weeds, and you're not just getting, like, 3 paragraphs about Sam Houston. You're getting a book telling us in-depth about who he was as a person. So it's very cool.
Yeah. Not perfect. Scandal, but he came back.
Of course. I'm bringing a book the next time you're coming out to Virginia. I'm going to get that sucker signed. And, Brian, I know you're busy, so I'm going to let you get going back to your life on the road, man. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, thanks for all you've given to the country, Jason, and continue to speak out. You're an important voice. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.